From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told the Armed Services Committee Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson said he needs a few thousand more soldiers to break that stalemate. 84,000 U.S. troops are already in Afghanistan.
Of the 98 U.S.-designated terrorist groups globally, 20 operate in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, along with three violent extremist organizations. This is the highest concentration of terrorist groups anywhere in the world, which underscores the importance of our counterterrorism platform in the Central Asia, South Asia region.
Nicholson faced questions Thursday from senators about the Trump administration's plans for handling the war in Afghanistan. Also Thursday, top U.S. officials sought to reassure Afghanistan of continuing American support under the new administration. Pakistan says India's rapid development of nuclear weaponry poses a threat to the region. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nafees Zakaria said Thursday at his weekly news conference, India is stockpiling nuclear materials outside international standards and building a secret nuclear city in the south.
With conventional weapons balance already disturbed, India's nuclear weapons buildup has dangerous proportions to tip the strategic balance and endanger the peace of the region and beyond.
India promptly rejected the allegations as unfounded. Turkey says a Russian airstrike accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. The military says it was carrying out an operation targeting the Islamic State group. The Dogan News Agency reports Turkish authorities have seized 150 kilograms of explosives and have arrested four suspected Islamic State militants outside of Gaziantep near the Syrian border. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will make a major tax announcement in a few weeks. He cited his desire to lower the overall tax burden of American businesses. Former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in as the next U.S. Attorney General Thursday at the White House. Sessions spoke to the president and affirmed that the U.S. needs a lawful system of immigration.
You've led this nation to say we're going to respond effectively to the threat of terrorism, and you can count on your Department of Justice to do so in an effective way. And you've said something that I believe, and I think the American people believe, that we need a lawful system of immigration.
Attorney General Sessions vowed to uphold laws that he said were largely unenforced during the last administration. French investigators are talking to the adult children of presidential candidate François Fillon, trying to find out about their employment as their father's parliamentary aides. The probe involves suspicions of embezzlement and misappropriation of public funds regarding salaries taken by the two children and their mother. Antonin Levy is Fillon's attorney.
We ask the financial prosecutor to stop its investigation because the current investigation on the Fillon case is blatantly null and violating major principles of French law, on French constitutional law on the one side and French criminal law on the other side.
Fillon says his family members were paid for actual work they did. An Egyptian organization specializing in the treatment of torture victims was shut down by authorities Thursday. The psychiatrist who founded the Al-Nadim Center says the closure is part of a security crackdown on civil society in Egypt. The center, which also documents cases of police abuse, had been fighting a court order to shut down. Kenya's high court has blocked the government from closing Dadaab refugee camp. Jill Craig has more.
The largest refugee camp in the world will remain open, according to Kenyan High Court Justice John Mativo, who ruled Thursday that the government's orders to close the camp were discriminatory and indignifying.
That the government's decision specifically targeting Somali refugees is an act of group persecution, illegal, discriminatory, and therefore unconstitutional.
Mativo also stated that the disbanded Department of Refugee Affairs should be reinstated. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
In a signal that France is still facing a threat of terrorism, the city of Paris is planning to build a barrier around the Eiffel Tower. A city official says the barrier, reportedly a 2.5-meter-high bulletproof glass wall, will be permanent and aesthetic. The Parisian icon is visited by an estimated 7 million people annually. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.